Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you're having an awesome day because the thing is, you have to have the right attitude. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're going through, have the right attitude, and I guarantee you'll have a better outlook. You'll have a better outcome because, you know, when you start thinking all those negative things, and you know I'm in the medical field as well, it actually starts hormones all over your body. I mean, and your blood pressure end up going up. You end up, you know, your heart gets the racing, and you just get nervous. See, if we learn how to relax and how to take one day at a time, God already has the plan already made. You know, people always say, well, God always going to make a way. Guess what? He's already made the way. Well, we need to, like I say all the time, we need to believe, trust, and we got to walk it out. We need to receive what he has already done for us. I mean, that's what we need to do. And I know, I'm very transparent. It's a process. And he knows it's a process. But I so thank him for sending Jesus because, you know, we humans, we interested. We have that selfish spirit, unfortunately. And we have to let that go. We have to realize it's not about us. I love how Joyce Meyer says it, you know, the little robot thing, if you haven't seen it. She says, it's not about you. It's not about us. It's not about you. It's about giving all the honor and glory to him because it's all about him because what he's done for us. Because he took all the stuff, the sin we're doing, the one we did, you know, past, the one we're doing right now, and what we're doing in the future. Guess what? That's already taken care of. But that don't mean you just continue in sin. We know that for being not, right? We know what the word says. But the thing is, just believe, walk it out. The more time you spend with God, he will tell you what to do. He'll prompt you and what you need to do and what you need to say. And see, that's the thing we need to get in mind. But, you know, good deeds, what we do here, we promote and we showcase other people's, their visions, their dreams, their passion and their purpose. And, you know, I'm Dr. Renee Sun. You know, I have a lot of energy. But, you know, that's all God, all God, all God. He's been so wonderful to me in my life and to all of us. We have an awesome, awesome, awesome young lady here with us today, Miss Joanne Meekins. Now, she has a wonderful bio. But let me tell you, I'm going to start this off like this. She's a woman of God, number one. She loves God. That's number one. She's a spiritual life coach. And, she, you know, she's an author, she's a speaker, she's a self-publishing book coach. Now, I like that. And she's actually, you know, of course, the founder of the Inspire for You ministry. You know, we are our brothers and sisters keeper. You know that. We actually are here to help each other. I mean, God does bless us with, of course, spiritual gifts, and he blesses us with material things as well. But don't ever take them and them accolades for it's you. Always be able to help somebody else in our journey. But we're going to really get it today. We're going to get some awesome information, have your pen and paper ready. You know you're going to have to listen to the replay. I already know I have to listen two or three times. I have listened and looked at this young lady on YouTube, social media, and she is so passionate of what God has given her, has predestined her to do. And she's going to bring it to us today. God has already told her what she needs to say. And we're going to actually bring her and welcome her to Good Deeds, Ms. Joanne Meekins. Are you there?
I sure am. Thank you so much, Dr. Renee. It's such a pleasure to be here with you. I tell you, I love your energy. I can hear the joy and the enthusiasm and what you do, and you show it. It just comes straight through you. I can feel it over the phone. It's just a beautiful thing. And I just want to thank you first and foremost just for your mission and for being obedient to your call and how you showcase and promote other people's dreams and passions, you know, to other people out in the world. And so I'm very grateful that you saw fit to invite me to be a guest on your program. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I can relate to I hear you talk about six figures to zero and how you went from anesthesia to media and, you know, how you talk about some of the points you talk about. I'm in so much alignment with it, and you'll hear some of that, you know, as I talk and share with you today. But it's just, you know, we're kindred spirits, let's put it like that, and I'm just grateful to be in connection with you.
Hey, man, you know, we was in the green room talking. I said, oh, I'm going to get it now. You know, we need that. You know, and that's the thing. You guys know I'm very transparent. But, you know, God send people at the right time all the time. And this young lady here, when I see her post, when I went over to YouTube, it just uplifts you and encourages you. Because, you know, you can encourage yourself, but there's a lot of times you need encouragement from somebody else. So I really commend her, and I thank her again for being here in Good Deeds. But do us a favor. Let's just get into this because time goes so quickly a lot of times here. Just tell us a little bit more. I mean, you know, I looked at her bio. I said, God has really blessed this young lady. But just wherever you want to start, and we'll just flow in the spirit of what God has done on your journey and the wonderful things he's doing in your life.
Okay, I would love to. Well, first I'd like to say I am an evolving entrepreneur because since I resigned my corporate job, I had a corporate job as a policies and procedures writer, and I resigned in 2010 to follow the ministry call of my heart, and it has been a rocky road, which I'm sure you can relate to. It's not an easy thing stepping out from a salary to, you know, when God provides kind of thing. But he's given me a threefold ministry, and Inspired for You is my brand because I believe that I'm divinely inspired too. Number one, be an encouragement provider, and what I do is I provide inspirational articles, books, audio, video messages, newsletters, and social media posts, and I do it intentionally because it gives me great joy to encourage others. And when I do it, it encourages me. Because whatever God gives me to give to somebody else, he's giving it to me first. You know? It's like, okay, I hear you, Lord. I'm taking it personally. You know? So that's one thing. And then he's blessed me to be an enlightenment messenger. And I say that because I give spiritual insight and instruction to women on how to live vocal, valued, and victorious lives. And I do that by sharing my lessons learned and the knowledge of techniques and steps required for healing, healing from shame and pain in order to live free. I learned that early on in my life that the hard situations that I went through were not just for me. And it gave me comfort to know that they had to be for somebody else, because I wasn't just going through this stuff just because, but that it was a reason for me to learn and go through it so that I can be able to share and help somebody else go through their situations. And so that kind of helped me to adjust to the idea. And so I have over 200 online articles and poems and essays and different things. And like you talk about being transparent, all my business is all over the Internet. I talk about, you know, situations that I've gone through, you know, being raped in college and, you know, different things and how God healed me through the situation and helped me to be able to convey the lessons through the experiences to help somebody else and to free them up. Because I believe that when you tell your truth out loud, you free and you empower yourself, you heal on deeper levels, and you empower others to do the same. And so that's why I tell it, I don't mind, I write it, you know, I get it out there because I want other people to be blessed and know that they can live free. And so my new book that I have out, I've written four, but I just released a new book, and it's called How to Uncover, Heal, and Release Painful Life Experiences. And when I was writing that one, it showed me, and I shared some of my personal things, but I also just shared, you know, how-to techniques and steps on how to deal, you know, handle the ups and downs of life and dealing with internal conflict and, you know, seasons of struggle. But one of the things, when I came to the end of that book, I got a new revelation for Habakkuk 2:2. And that was the quote that I used in my first book. And it says, write down clearly on tablets what I reveal to you so it can be read at a glance. And what that book is a collection of how-to articles on how to, you know, make it through some painful stuff, you know, some life journeys. And so, and that's the first volume of a three-part. He gave it to me in a three-part series. And so volume one is complete. I got volume two and three I'm working on. But that one, and the series is called Living a Vocal, Valued, and Victorious Life. And the reason why I speak on that is because for so many years, I was voiceless, I was undervalued, and I was victimized. And so, you know, God helped me to turn that around so that I can overcome that and become vocal, valued, and victorious, and then help other women to do the same thing. And so that's what that is about. And then I also, and the third part is the Empowerment Self-Publishing Book Coach. And with that, in that area, I assist writers and authors in publishing their projects in excellence because it gives them credibility. It's affordable for no budget. Quick and easy. And my number one thing is that it's very liberating, and it's very liberating on every level of being. And spiritually, you know, when you do it, you're being obedient to the call because, like you, Dr. Renee, you said, everyone has a message to share, and I believe that is true. And this is a way of getting the message out. And so in being obedient, if you know God put something in you, then you can get that out that way. And then emotionally, it's therapeutic, writing and releasing. You know, I put everything down. I write it out before I tell it. Before I can tell my truth, I got to write my truth because it helps me process it. And then mentally, it's a rewarding accomplishment. It's a positive thought, and it's a victorious memory that you can hold on to and recall when you need to. And then physically, that finished project, having that in your hand, seeing it, it is such a beautiful thing. Let me just say, it is tangible. It's just a beautiful thing. And so that's one of the reasons why my third book is How to Self-Publish and Excellent Within 10 Days. And this is step-by-step
wow.
reference guide through Create Space. And that's how my last three books I did myself through, you know, through this vehicle. And
mm-hmm.
so I wrote a book to help others do it themselves, you know, show pictures, got it step-by-step and everything. Because, you know,
oh,
I like
wow.
to help
that's
people.
Great.
Yes.
And that's awesome because, you know, all of us have a story. But, you know, because when I did my book, I pitched it to these top, you know, publishers. And you know, I actually, thank God, I really got through the system, you know, that I was going to take a contract. But they told me that it would take a year for my book to get on the market. And I just knew that because just talking to people when I was writing the book about grief, people said, oh, I need that book right now. So I
mm-hmm.
really love the self-publisher. That's what I end up going through. But this Create Space, oh, my God. This is so amazing a vehicle to get, I mean, like you said, with no budget. But this is what I want to ask you, because I have seen this happen, unfortunate, over and over. And I know you do a spirit of excellence, so this is not your concern, but the negative connotation I have heard about publishing your book and self-publishing Create Space and that type of vehicle is people are not editing the book.
Well, they can, though. See, my thing is that you can get it edited. You know, they have resources. This is a no-budget thing. I have found out resources that are equally low-budget to no-budget in getting it done. Whatever you need, from the cover to the editing to the formatting for Kindle, you know, it's available for you to do. And I would tell everybody to not only to get it edited, but to also, you know, get the proof copy. Because they provide you with a digital proof copy, but I always tell people order the hard copy so that it'll come to you and you can look at it. This way, if the layout of something that bothers you, or you can see
mm-hmm.
you can see it
mm-hmm.
better and make a decision
mm-hmm.
on that. But no, self-publishing is one thing where you get to do it yourself, but it doesn't mean that you don't recruit or outsource to other experts in the areas where you're weak at. And it's always good to have another pair of eyes on your work.
That's right. I commend you. I believe that, but I have read so many books that, oh, my God. But I commend you as well, because you say you actually have pictures and you have it the written part, too, because everybody are different type of learners. So
yes.
I'm glad you captured both sides of the audience, because it is somewhat stressful when, and I had to go through that people critiquing my work because you so it's so like you hadn't had a baby. You're that close to it, so I really commend you for taking that because it's not that many books out there on how to walk through create space. So I that's awesome and ooh I'm actually. Woof, that's amazing. You need to, hey, we need to promote that more on Facebook. Because that's what we really need because everybody has a story that
yes.
they need to get out. And so,
yeah,
well, let me ask you this because you're so powerful. What are you working on now? Are you
working on any new projects? Yes, because actually – I have two, like the how-to, I'm self-published. I did that. I released that in January. I just released the How to Uncover, Heal, and Release, you know, Painful Life Experiences this month. And now, next month, I want to get volume 2 and 3 out, you know, which is, my goodness, I can't even get it out right now. But it's how to press forward and shift to a higher level. And then in the third volume is, how to know God better and love yourself more. And that's volume 2 and 3 of Living a Vocal, you know, Valued and Victorious Life. And then I have two other ones that are on the calendar for before the end of the year. So, yes.
Well, how do you do, did somebody just text me to say, we'll do it a two-part question. How do you know what to write? And number two, how do you know how much to write? That's what the person just actually texts me.
Okay, well, this is what I'm going to do because I have a special gift for your audience. And so if you text the word right now, WRITNOW as one word, right now, WRITNOW, text that to number 347-960-5126, 347-960-5126, and you will get a free download of Writing Tips, which is the first section of my How to Self-Publish book.
Wow.
So that will that gives a lot of information. It tells you, it's writing tips that include overcoming writer's block, questions to consider when you're writing a project, you know, like organizing your thoughts, what you need with the title, everything. So it gives you some tips on that, and it also tells you how to write a spiritual growth and personal development book. And then I include a resource page to websites that will help you, like the questions that you ask, you know, about the editing and stuff. So I give you not only the website for that, but people that I've used to, you know, help me get through the process.
Wow.
You know,
that's awesome. But, you know, what are your opinion, your thoughts, and, you know, not to put you on the spot, but, you know, nowadays there's a lot of collaboration books or anthology books.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts of those?
Well, I mean, I think it's good. I think that we're in a time where it's good to come together and collaborate. I think that God created us to be interrelational, interdependent on one another. And I tell you, doing this journey on your own is not an easy thing, which is why I'm grateful for people like you who help to support and promote and, you know, connect with other people. And so it's really a blessing. So I don't see anything wrong with the collaborations, and it's good to get involved with that. In fact, I was going to, somebody invited me to collaborate on the book, but for me, God has given me an assignment, and that's unfinished, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I have so much of my own stuff that needs to be done, and I have a tendency to get so passionate about helping other people that I put myself on a back burner. And God has
mm-hmm.
dealt really hard with me on that. And so I'm at a point now where I'm going to do what God told me to do, you know.
Well, you have to do that.
Hey,
God. You just said, you as the preacher said, we can take the collection up now. you have given us. I mean, some people have what they used to say, you have to have the spirit of no. You need to know how to say no
yes.
to people.
It's
and
true.
You're not
it's
saying
true.
It in a mean way, but you got to be forceful first and do what God has told you to do. And a lot of people do not respect that. They think you're being mean. They think you're being, you know, whatever word they may want to use. But that is so important for you to do what God has told you to do. Because if you do take on a new task, it's not going to be fruitful because God has told you to do something else.
Amen. It's true. It's true. And you can't get around it. You know, like the two books that I'm doing later on, you know, this year. One of them is from, God gave me an assignment to write three books back in 2000. And I got the first two done. I mean, I knew what the cover was supposed to look like, everything. I got the first two done, but the first book didn't get done until 2008. Now, mind you, he told me in 2000. First book didn't get done until 2008. Second book in 2010. The third book out of that trilogy still is not done. So that's on the agenda. So even though I did four books, you know, I still haven't completed the assignment of my initial assignment, which is why everybody, you know, I have to do what God told me to do. I'm going to get it done because I'm blocking my own blessing, you know. So
but
it is no longer an option, no longer an option.
Oh, wow, that's so powerful. But tell us a little bit more about your ministry, the in regards of the ministry that you founded. I just know that's powerful because you can tell in your voice that you're very passionate on what you do and you really have, God has really gave you that anointing to do the many things that you're doing.
Well, you know, it just really came out of, you know, I've been an encourager since I was a kid. You know, and I was always the one that people would come to tell their story. Whether they knew me or not, I could be on the bus riding, and people just start talking, you know. So, but I love it. Like I said, I get a great joy out of encouraging people. I'm like the eternal optimist. You know, I'm always seeing the glass, you know, the half full side, not the half empty side. And, you know, and I always try to impart that to other people, you know, to see the positive side of life. And sometimes it's not easy, but, you know, that's the, you know, I mean, that's where the faith piece comes in at. And so that's where it came out. I just felt like God inspired me to inspire other people. And so I took that on the road, you know, and just started, you know, sharing. You know, I started, you know, blogging online and, you know, different things like that. And just trying to be an encouragement. Even on my Facebook, when I be on social media, because I have like three Facebook pages, two business and one personal, but it's always, you know, I'll check my feeds and stuff. If I see somebody needing prayer or going through something, and I'll find a scripture or something just to be an encouragement, you know, because we need to be encouraged, you know, we need to encourage others. And so that's just really the foundation of everything I do, is really to be an encouragement, to lift somebody up, to do. And then that's why I say that it's an evolving ministry. I'm an evolving entrepreneur, you know, because I started out, you know, just writing, you know, and posting online, and then, you know, I kind of eased into the self-publishing thing. You know, it just evolved because I got into create space because my second book, I didn't have the money to do. And so I looked at it and, you know, I went to Staples and had it bound and stuff, and I was selling it, you know, like that. And people thinking it was a calendar and stuff, and then somebody told me about CreateSpace. And then when I learned what I could do with that and the way my book looked after it had the makeover and that it was available immediately online for sale, oh, my goodness, I'm sold. You know, I could do commercials for CreateSpace, you know. But this is what I wanted to tell you. I have, like, a fundamental four, these simple, basic things that I just wanted to give to people. You know, it revolves because, you know, I've learned a lot over the years. But I just wanted to share with some folks because I've noticed that we're in a season where people are really going through some heavy stuff. And so I just have four brief points that I just want to share to help you persevere in a positive manner. And number one is breathing deeply. We take that for granted because we wake up and we do it if we wake up, you know. But it's a stress buster. And when you breathe deep, it helps to ground and center you. It helps you to collect your thoughts, and it helps you to listen for divine instruction. Just whatever's going on, you start feeling anxious or whatever, stop. And just take some deep breaths, and you will see the peace that can come over you and help you. The second one is knowing what makes you smile. What makes you feel good and shifts your attitude and position? For me, is praise and worship. I love to dance. I love to sing. And I don't care how low my spirit gets. If I choose to put on some music and start dancing, and like I said, it'll shift my position, first of all, because I got to get up. And then it'll make me, it makes me smile. It makes my heart smile, you know. And so it won't allow me to be self-pity, have self-pity parties or anything. So I would encourage you to find out what it is that makes you smile, that you really enjoy doing, so that whenever life starts getting shaky on you, and it will, you know what to do to shift out of that until, you know, your breakthrough comes. And then number three, support partners. I know, Dr. Renee, you talk about, you know, associating with positive people. It's so important to be connected and to stay connected, especially going through the hard times. And it's and not only for the community of it, but for the accountability, because you need to be partnered with people who are going to tell you the truth, first and foremost, who are going to check you when you need to be checked, who's not going to let you sit down in a pity party, and who will help lift up your spirit. And then number four, faith. Believing that what God has placed in your heart to do, to have, and to be is for you. You deserve it. And not going for it is not an option. And that you believe that you can make a difference, and that people are waiting on you, your contribution, what God has put in you to share to the world. And you focus on them four things. That's going to help you, you know, get beyond yourself. Because it's not about you. It's about your call, what God has called you to do. So you breathe, know what makes you smile, and choose to do it. Get hooked up with some support partners and believe. Believe what God has called you to do. Believe what God has put in you. And do that to bless the lives of other people.
Girl, that's it right there. That if we can follow those four things in every situation in our life, we would be better off. Because, you know, we make ourselves sick. We bring a lot of distress and stuff on ourselves.
True.
I see why you named it, why God gave you that name, Inspire for You. Because you do inspire people. You really do. That energy that's there, that it's really, and you know, we all have to go through something to be able to be able to show to somebody else. You know, one preacher even said the other day, I can't remember his name right now, he said if we had a bed of bees, we would think we've done it. But when we know we have a hard time, and we come through that thing with no smoke on our clothes whatsoever, we know God was with us. It's no ifs, ands, or buts. You ain't had nothing to do with that. It's all about him that got you through that.
Exactly. I know in one version of James 1, where it talks about counted as joy, one version of it talks about counted as a gift, you know, see it as a gift, because without the hardship, without the trials and tribulations, we don't grow. We can't grow. That's how we mature. That's how we strengthen. That's how we learn how to lean on God. That's how we learn what faith and trust is. We don't ever have to go through nothing or, you know, to see God do, you know, go to work. You know, it keeps us, you know, weak in our faith, you know, keeps us on a baby level. You know, you start going through some stuff, you learn who God is for sure. And he's always faithful. You know, he's always faithful. He is always right there. You know, he leaves you not, which is why he says be anxious for nothing. He got you. The peace you need and everything else. You know, we know the end of the story. The victory is ours.
Wow. That's it. That we already know the end of the story. I like that. That's true. Oh, my God. You know, time goes by so quick, but we can't leave. What we need you to do is say some last-minute words, and then, of course, at the end, you know, after that, please give us your contact information on how we can support you on social media, how we can get to your website and get your product, how we can support you, that we can show to the world the awesome thing that God has given you.
Amen. Well, I say be encouraged. Be encouraged. And, you know, for those of you who, you know, did the faith walk thing, the faith jump thing, like me and Dr. Renee have stepped out, you know, in full-time ministry, you know, it's for a reason. Don't give up. Don't lose heart because the finances may not be how you want it or, you know, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He is the author and finisher of your faith. If he calls you to do it, he will see you through it. And like I say, whatever, you know, commit your, one of my favorite scriptures is in some Proverbs 16:3, and it's commit your plans to the Lord, and he will establish them. So don't keep your eyes off of what it looked like, what it feel like, and trust God to see you through this thing because he's not going to, you know, call you to something, and he's not going to have you have the victory. We are more than conquerors. So trust and believe that God got you. He do. And go get it. Like Dr. Renee said, get it. And you can contact me. My website is Inspired for You Ministries, and that's INSPIRED, the number 4, the letter U, ministries, MINISTRIES.com. And you can also get there by just putting my name in JoanneMeekins.com. It goes to that site as well. And there, all my social media contact links, everything is there, even a sign-up form for my blog and newsletter. And how you can support me is you can buy my books. They're really encouraging. You can connect with me on social media. You can sign up for my blog and newsletter. And you can show up for online conference call events that I'm involved in. You know, those are just some of the ways. But let me just say my other book, my first book was On Solid Ground, which is inspirational poetry for all occasions. So there's something in there for everybody. It'll support you. It's this poem. And it's for bereavement, you know, to give you confident bereavement, to encourage you through challenging times. There's celebrations for birthdays and, you know, anniversaries and all kinds of celebrations. There's, you know, ethnic expressions and stuff for kids. So everything is in there. And then for such a time as this is my second book, and that one is, you know, like some of my favorite scriptures. I've created poems and narratives on favorite Bible characters and favorite sermons, and, you know, so that one covers that, and then it's the how to self-publish. You know, if you're interested in getting your word out there, I tell you, Create Space is the way to go, and you don't have to pay nothing until it's time for you to publish your full copy. And then my newest book, you know, that's for healing. That's for helping you to heal, teaching you techniques and steps, and, you know, so
So on your website, you can get information of how to get your book.
Yeah, everything is right there. That's why I suggest the website. You can go there. You can find all my social media links. You can find all my product links.
Great.
You can, got the videos on there if you want to hear some of my stories and, you know, different things. Everything is right there for you.
All right. Well, we thank you for being here, Ms. Joanne Meekins, here on Good Deeds. Thank you for taking time out your busy schedule to hang out here with us. And you know, if anything we can do to help you and support you, please contact us.
All right. And don't forget to right now, text right now to that number, 347-960-5126, and get your free download. There's a lot of good information in there, you know, and it'll show you and it'll teach you how to get your story out.
Oh, I know I'm going to do it as soon as I get. And then we'll pass on the information to our listeners. You know, of course, on the replay, they'll be able to take advantage of that as well. But you guys, you know, we love to bring you information so you can be empowered, inspired, and, of course, make a wise decision. You know how to contact us here on Good Deeds. We're on all the social media networks, Good Deeds Radio and Television Show. And you know our website is www.gooddeedslive.com. And you know, I love you, but God loves you best. I always look to him because he will direct and guide you. And, of course, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.